If you're joining us late on Texans 360, where were you? Shane Lechler fishing? Well, that'll be up on HoustonTexans.com, plus everything else we've had on the show. But top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. You thought we forgot. Here they are. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five this week, J.J. Watt shows off his acting chops in a recent episode of Fox's New Girl. At number four, Drew Doherty answers your questions in another episode of Dear Drew. Coming in at number three this week, Whitney Merciless journeyed over to Scotland and visited the Hibernian Football Club. At number two this week, Cecil Shorts III calls into Texans Radio and reveals an interesting hidden talent. And at number one, the Houston Texans cheerleader finalists have been revealed. Be sure to meet the finalists and vote for your favorites. All those videos and more on HoustonTexans.com. I told you there's a special teams theme to the show this week as we had Shane Lechler, Bob Ligoszewski, the special teams coordinator. What's Randy Bullock been up to? Good things in the community, no doubt.
The Houston Texans and local dairy council, Dairy Max, have teamed up to help 12 schools purchase equipment that allows them to serve breakfast in the classroom. The program ensures that students start the day with a well-balanced meal to fuel learning. The grant also helps several campuses add playground stencils to engage students with healthy messages. Texans kicker Randy Bullock visited Turner Elementary Thursday afternoon and even had a chance to play some games with students. The breakfast expansion and interactive stencil project was possible through a $58,000 grant from the Houston Texans, Dairy Max, and Fuel Up to Play 60.
We're outside NRG Stadium where Randy works, and we're also, we have some college football, of course, the Advocare Texas kickoff and the Advocare Texas Bowl, all of the great stuff. You know, college football so big in Texas, and of course, the University of Houston has a new coach. We had a chance to hear from him at Pro Day recently with the Cougs.
As a friend, former coworker, what's he like as an assistant coach? What do you see as some of his positive traits?
Oh, man, he is, I tell anybody that'll listen, as a guy that's made as much money as he has in his life and has experienced the things that he's experienced, it's almost shocking how humble and how down to earth and how real of a guy he is. He's a genuinely nice guy that cares about people and cares about his players. His players loved him when I was coaching with him, obviously understands the game of football and the defensive side especially, and you don't play for that many years that he did, as bad an athlete as he is, you know, to play in that league for that long. You got to have a few tricks up your sleeve. And so I know he's very, very well liked and well thought of.
You're the head coach at the major university in town. What's your opinion of the head coach of the Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien, and any connection you have with him?
Well, a slight connection. One, we played against him when he was at Penn State, and that was a fun night for us, not for him necessarily. But the other connection is he's going to be our keynote speaker for our high school coaches clinic on April 17th, I believe it is. And as soon as our spring ball is over and things kind of settle down a little bit, the plan is to kind of take the staff over there and me get to know him as a head coach, ask him some questions, learn from him, and then our staffs kind of interact and talk some football as well.
Well, that's the show for this week, but let's leave you with something really special. Drew Doherty's alter ego, Mr. Mumbles, at cheerleader tryouts. Have a great night, everybody.
Mr. Mumbles just said, hey, let's interview some cheerleaders. What's your name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, okay. Flipping this in there. The flip, how did you get that going?
I don't know.
All right, Morgan, this is a very serious competition.
I'm sorry, what?
And then, is it the nervous part?
Yes, finally, I was like, shaking it there. I was like, oh my gosh, it's my turn, so I think I did pretty good.
What preparations is it, and then you did it?
I worked out, I lifted weights, I went to dance classes.
Oh, it was so amazing, so amazing.
What is it, and then the
sorry, what?
I did well, I prepared a long time for this, so fingers crossed.
You feel like they're nervous?
Yeah, I do feel a little nervous.
JJ, why'd you cushion it?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, no. All right, Savannah, this was a tough tryout, right?
Yes, very tough.
What are the Texans in the way they
I'm sorry?
The routine in there.